As the UN debates war with Iraq over its weapons of mass destruction, NPR's National Geographic Radio Expeditions series is preparing for a report tomorrow that will take listeners to the site of the world's first nuclear explosion. For a preview, here's NPR's Alex Chadwick.
There were fearsome enough weapons before World War II. Poison gas, germ warfare. But even as fascism took hold in Germany in the 30s, physicists were devising a weapon far more powerful. The basic elements of matter might be split apart to create a burst of energy and a bomb like nothing known before. As the world did slide into war, scientists in this country, including many refugees from Europe, convinced the government to create a crash program to build the first of these weapons. The story of what happened is in history books and documentary films like Trinity and Beyond.
When Dr. J.R. Oppenheimer arrived to take charge, he began to surround himself with a galaxy of outstanding scientific stars. From Los Alamos came the bomb design and treatment of many theoretical problems.
Yet Oppenheimer was the director of what came to be called the Manhattan Project. Los Alamos, a remote outpost in New Mexico, was one of the secret facilities to build and test bomb components. With Germany defeated but Japan refusing to surrender, the U.S. planned to use the bomb to end the war.
What are the secrets of this new source of power and destruction? Knowledge and information on all aspects of this new weapon are essential and can only be discovered by further testing.
That testing would occur at a site codenamed Trinity in a stretch of uninhabited, government-owned desert. 40 miles away, in the town of San Antonio, New Mexico, word was getting around that something big was going to happen. And last fall, a local woman told me that she remembers.
They told my grandfather that he was going to see a sight that he had never in his life would probably ever see again or had ever seen.
Rowena Baca still runs the Owl Bar and Cafe where her family used to board a couple of supposed prospectors who actually worked at Trinity. One of them tipped her grandfather to get up early the next morning and watch the sky to the southeast. And he waited in the pre-dawn darkness while the children huddled in a back room.
My grandmother made us hide our heads, and she pushed us under some blankets under the bed because she thought it was the end of the world. And I opened my eyes one time, and the whole room was red.
Within a month, the U.S. dropped 2 bombs on Japan. The war ended. The secret of nuclear weapons has since spread to almost a dozen nations. The devices can now be made so small and powerful that a single terrorist armed with one could destroy a city. Today, the Trinity site is open for tours just 2 days a year. Thousands of people sometimes show up to see the place where the greatest ever weapon of mass destruction first emerged. It's our destination tomorrow. For Radio Expeditions, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR News and the National Geographic Society. A news report of eyewitness accounts from the first atomic bomb test is at npr.org.